You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. This week, we got plenty of good music chosen out for you by Bernie Lee, one of my co-hosts. My name is Sean McMeekin, and first up, we have Urge for Going by Joni Mitchell.
And I get
Starting us off pretty chilly here with I'm a Stranger Here by Five Man Electrical Band. I really must thank Connor and Robin here at the studio, as well as our music teacher here at Rock and Ride, Mr. Pepe, for giving us this amazing opportunity to be on the radio and show you the songs we love and give our insights on whatever we can think of. Next up is Really Wanna Go by The Mox.
Regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and you're listening to Rock and Ride. Want to travel from Vancouver to LA? As it is now, your options are pretty limited. Either a 20-hour drive or a plane ticket for over $500, or probably the least wanted option, the 35-hour bus route, thanks to Greyhound Bus. Might I emphasize, this bus takes just under a day and a half to cross the three states on the way to the city of Los Angeles. Between the unsustainable and expensive options of plane and car, and the unreasonably long bus ride, there's no good option for the average Joe to get across the U.S. However, some people think that this shouldn't be the case, and propose a solution: high-speed rail. Alfred Tu of First Cultural Industries created a map of an ideal U.S.-Canada train system, with trains potentially running at 220 miles per hour, that's 350 kilometers per hour, and lines from Vancouver to L.A., San Francisco to Miami, and much more. If this system were implemented, our 35-hour bus ride to L.A. could turn into an 8-hour train. While this system would be my personal dream come true, allowing rapid transit between all of the USA's major cities, it does have issues which prevent it from ever happening. For one, Tu's ideal train speed of 350 kilometers is quite frankly near impossible. While the fastest train in the world, Japan's Series Maglev, can reach speeds of 357 kilometers per hour, no train in the world has commercial use anywhere near that metric. France's highest speed train only goes at 230 kilometers an hour. Also, as my friend Richard Davis noted, many of the proposed lines would pass over indigenous land. This doesn't stop people from hoping, though, since with examples like Europe's amazing high-speed rail system, it seems that there's simply no excuse for our North American tendency to use less sustainable options, like planes. And I really mean less sustainable, as according to our World in Data, taking a train has 14% of the carbon footprint that taking a plane has. If it wasn't obvious, I have a considerable bias for high-speed rail and its potential in Canada and the U.S., especially having been to Europe and ridden its consistently amazing train system. I can only hope that our transport takes a step forward, even though the train is technically a step back in time from the airplane. Whether or not high-speed rail in the U.S. and Canada becomes a reality, the conversation about transforming our transportation system is crucial. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Radio at Simon Fraser University. You're listening to Rock and Ride. Our next song is about a head-on collision made by a band from Toronto called Toronto. This is Head On by Toronto. We'll be right back.
My name is Bernie, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM. Mark Bolan, the leader of the British rock band T-Rex, died on September 16, 1977, in a car crash. Bolan, who was 29, was in Mini with his girlfriend and singer Gloria Jones when the car struck a tree in southwest London. Jones was driving it, but it was Bolan who was killed, while Jones was hospitalized for her injuries. Bolan began his music career in 1966 as a member of John's Children, a band that had two minor British hits at the time. In 1968, he formed an acoustic duo with Bolan himself on guitar and Steve Took and percussion, and T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex had begun. In 1970, the group switched towards a more hard rock sound when Mickey Finn replaced Took on percussion, and the band shortened its name to the name we all know now, T-Rex. That same year, Ride a White Swan climbed to number 2 on the British charts, which made Bolan a superstar overnight. T-Rex went on to write 11 British top 10 singles, and although the band produced fan support reminiscent of the Beatles' Hysteria, the group never gained popularity in the United States. Their only US hit was the 1971 single Bang a Gong, Get It On. Their popularity had began to dwindle by the mid-70s, and Bolan had recently been subjected to the English media that reported that he recovered from alcoholism and drug addiction. Although Bolan was struggling, what makes his death so tragic is that he had only just made a comeback. He had filmed the first show of two for a new British TV series, and he was also going to do his TV show with his friend David Bowie. The funeral was held at Golders Green Crematorium on September 20th, where he was surrounded by family and friends. Mark Bolan was another rock star taken by us too soon by the dangers of transport. We here at CJSF 90.1 FM take road safety extremely seriously, and perhaps if Mark Bolan had as well, he might still be here today. In any case, here's Bang a Gong, Get It On by T-Rex, their only American hit.